Well, Paul, a disappointing 2-0 home defeat today. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was disappointing. You know, it was a disappointing performance from us, especially after the levels that we've played at the last three games. You've got to give credit to Oldham because they were better than us today.
Conceding so early as well, that put you on the back foot, didn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, we've now conceded five goals at home. And you include the penalty in that, that's five goals from set pieces. It's something we work on and we have to do better, you know, especially in the first 10 minutes of the game. It's so important. And after that, Oldham sat back in there and made it difficult for us. Thought we looked maybe a little bit jaded today. You know, we were umming and ahhing whether to change it after Tuesday night, but we decided to go with the majority, well, apart from Jonah, the ones that had done really well for us down at Watford. But we go again. We knew and we know it's going to be a long, hard season. There's going to be lots of ups and there's going to be some downs as well.
Well, on that point, this is in effect, Paul, the reality check that you had warned about, isn't it? Trying to rein in fans' expectations off the back of the week that you've had.
Yeah, it's reining everybody's expectations in. You know, we know that we're in the process, a building process. You know, and I'm not making excuses because Oldham were better than us today. And we're going to get days like this, you know. Teams who come here at home are going to sit in because they know that, that we're a threat with the pace that we've got, and they're going to look to hit us in the break, and Oldham won that well today. But we've got to be better. You know, we knew what to expect. And as I said, to concede from a set piece is poor on our part.
Another big talking point just before half time, the penalty not given. Well, the reaction on your face would suggest you thought it was.
Yeah, we've seen three big decisions. One was the one in Nathan Tyson when he's been fouled, and it's a penalty. Luke McCulloch's played the ball for their penalty. And then George Ellacobe, when he's going to be Nathan Tyson's handball, well, his arm's out here. You know, and they're three big decisions that make massive differences in games.
Yeah. The slap in the face, obviously, is that second half, they then get their spot. Any complaints about that, Paul? You're not happy with that decision, the penalty that they got?
No, we're not, because Luke's slid across. He's got the ball first. You know, we've seen it on the video, and he's quite clearly played the ball. The linesman's way out of position, and I don't think that, well, the referee's obviously sure because he's gave it, but it's the wrong decision again.
Yeah. One of the pleasing aspects in recent weeks has been the in the final third. Did you feel you did enough to trouble Paul Rushubka today, Paul?
We huffed and puffed in the last third today. As I said, maybe I'll take a bit of responsibility because maybe I could have and probably should have, looking back in hindsight now, freshened her up a little bit, you know, because there was a few lads who have... We've had two long away trips and they've put in massive effort for us. And we weren't at our sharpest or our best today.
Seventh game in 22 days. Did you feel any sign of heavy legs coming into this?
No, I wouldn't say heavy legs. You know, it was a toss of a coin, you know, whether to really change it up and get fresh legs out there today or stick with the boys that had done well. But the performance was that good down at Watford, it was difficult to leave them out. So maybe that's a little lesson learned for me in the future.
Against your old club as well, Paul, I mean, is that relevant? Does it matter who the opponent is? I mean,
it doesn't. You want to win every game no matter who it's against, and you don't like losing. You know, it's a club that's close to me, but as much as I could, I was treating it like any other game today because I'm the Doncaster manager and I want to win games for Doncaster.
And Rob Jones brought back in today. How do you feel he is in terms of match sharpness? Still some way to go, Paul? Or?
You've got to remember he's been out for a long time, you know, and it's going to take him a while to get back into the swing of things, 100%. But he's a big influence for us, you know, and that's why you play him.
Last question from me, Paul. International break now. I mean, a chance just to draw breath. Is it a pain in the neck for you or a welcome breather?
It's a welcome breather when you've won the game before, and it's a pain in the neck when you've just lost it. But we'll look after the boys. We've got a plan in place, what we're going to do with them next week. You know, the ones who need a rest and have played a lot of the games will get it, and we'll get some good work into the ones who have been out a long time and not necessarily played.